Hey, hi guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess we've been recording. Cool. Yeah. Ugh. What are you guys drinking? Ugh.
I'm having water.
I'm also having water.
Whoa. With whiskey in it?
Maybe. I'm having a Scotch spritzer.
I'm drinking a hard agave seltzer with peach and strawberry flavors.
Why aren't you drinking gin and juice by Dre and Snoop? That's what you should be doing.
Did you get to that point?
I tried to get more and there wasn't more.
No. Oh, I gotta go back.
I really left the part in when you were being real desperate about those gin and juice seltzers.
They were so good.
Go get it. Go get it right now. Go get it.
I wanted one.
And you got one.
Okay.
What movie did we watch this week? Oh, trivia.
I've got some trivia for you here. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. I have a list. Calm down, Ray.
Who's keeping score? I'm calm.
You are.
So here's the way this works. I have a list of 10 movies that most egregiously violated their franchise's timelines. Okay? So, you're going to each take a turn, and you're going to guess a single movie, and you get 1 point for if it is a franchise listed here, and you get 3 points if it is the actual worst offender of the franchise. And we will play to 10.
Wait, so if Fast and Furious is on here, you want us to say,
like,
you know,
today we're talking about Fast Tokyo 5. Drift. So if you say Fast 5, and that's the one that it says is the worst offender of its timeline's franchise, then you get 4 points. One, because it was the Fast and Furious movie, and three for getting the actual movie that broke the timeline.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And who goes first?
By virtue of a corn toss.
Yeah, a corn toss. I got a corn in my eye.
Ryan wins the corn toss. He goes.
Okay, yeah.
Fast Five.
Fast Five is on the list, Ryan. You start us off with 4 points. It says, the Fast and Furious flicks have shown an increasing disregard for the basic laws of physics since the franchise debuted in 2001, and that includes time. Over the course of 9 films and counting, a wide range of continuity errors have crept into the series timeline. None more noticeable than in Fast Five.
Oh, really? What happened? I guess we'll get to it.
Out to an early lead.
So now I have a question. Does this mean that Rick? Now Fast Furious is off the table?
Yes. So now that series is... I will let you know. There are no other movies listed from that series.
Is this the same with everyone on the list? If we decide a movie, they're gone?
Yes, there are no duplicates on here.
Gotcha.
No movies from the same series.
All right. I'm going to go with Alien 3.
You, Rick, get 1 point for naming a correct series.
Nice. Now, should Ryan guess another Alien movie, or is it also off the table?
He could. However, he will not get any points for the series, so he has to guess the right movie, or it's basically a waste of a turn. It's first to 10 wins. So Ryan's up 4-1. Okay, Ryan, you're up.
Wait, why is he up 4-1? Because
he got the Fast and Furious franchise and the correct movie.
That seems like too many points. Okay.
Be better. When you do trivia, you can make up your own points.
Okay.
Let's see. Series. I don't want to go down Alien Road because I don't think I know the answer. I'm going to say Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Not on the list.
All right.
Rick.
Okay. I'm going to say Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. Now, see, we have a problem here. I'm going to give you 1 point for the Marvel Universe.
Perfect.
And I will specifically say, because it is a Spider-Man movie listed, so... yes, so you get 1 point for the Marvel Spider-Man movies.
Now, you said Marvel Universe. Does that mean the Marvel Universe is off the table?
No one can get a point for the Marvel Universe, but they can get a point if they name the correct movie that they say is the worst offender of breaking the timeline.
Got it.
I assume it's my turn now?
Yep. It's 4-2.
4-2.
I have to get every one of them right to get 10 points. If I don't get any franchises. I mean, if I don't get any specific movies.
Correct. And Ryan already got one of them right.
Your scoring sucks. Well, your scoring sucks. I can't win.
You can get the movies right.
I guess.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Nope. Rick?
Not even on the list?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
We've already taken Marvel Universe off the list.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I am going to say Matrix Trinity.
Ooh, nope. Matrix. They're fine with the Matrix timeline. Probably because it all happens in a weird computer world.
Right.
Right.
Maybe we'll just play the 6.
ooh, what about Batman Forever?
Nope. No problem with DC here.
Back to the Future 2.
Nope. No problems. Probably because it's like, well, I shouldn't say it's a movie about time travel because I have seen this list, but...
Right.
Batman Begins.
Nope. I'll give you each 2 more guesses. That was Ryan's first.
Jaws 2.
Nope.
I got this is my last guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Clerks 3.
No, didn't make the list.
Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Nope, didn't make the list. Ryan wins trivia.
Okay.
Yay.
I mean, I got more.
Can you illiterate series, us on this list?
Sure. X-Men First Class, which is a terrible time cluster.
Okay.
If you've watched all the X-Men movies, those movies First Class destroys any continuity of time between any of them. It's a horrible mistake. Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
Right, because it does some weird things from the Sarah Connor Chronicles TV show and messes with some of the other movies, right? One I don't know anything about. The Omen 3, The Final Conflict.
Okay. No, I don't know either.
I mean, it's...
Then we have Fast 5.
Keep going.
We had Alien versus Predator, Rick.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That they're saying that's what really messed up the whole Alien timeline.
If I would have said Predator, would I have got points?
Sure, why not?
Cool, yeah, that would have been fun.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. I'm not a Harry Potter, I've never seen, that's the only Harry Potter movie I've ever seen, but I understand that that's a problem.
I didn't know what I was going to say, but I do love when someone goes, I'm not a Harry Potter, and just their glasses at the same time. That's real fun.
I like
this. And then to say this is the only one he's ever seen.
This is the only Harry Potter movie I've ever seen. And what's weird is Harry Potter's not in it.
Right.
Well, it's Harry Potter universe, right?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
No, yeah. That's why, like, Spider-Man.
Why did you just
Spider?
Why did you decide to see this one?
No,
I was.
It's like saying Spider-Man's the only X-Men movie I've seen.
I was conscripted into watching this movie.
Gotcha.
Okay. Those, okay. Yeah, and then a person who I was romantically involved with decided that we needed to go to that movie. How about that?
You'll, right. you'll like yeah. you'll like this one, Ryan. Skyfall.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Okay.
And then it just really like this. The I whole wasn't... rebooted series messes up all of what has been built about who James Bond is and where he comes from. Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
You say Caribbean?
Spider-Man Homecoming. And that's it.
Oh, I was going to say Homecoming. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wait for Ryan to leave.
Check out... Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the Hair Place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah, check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
I made it. Back from break. Did we go through all of the messed up timeline movies?
Yes. Well, yes. No.
We're done.
Now, right. Now we need to talk about the Fast and Furious.
Sure. All right. Fast Five. As Doug Benson called it, he just said that sounds like a hand job.
Okay, so I am on a site called Cinema Blend that tries to place the year of events of each of these movies.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go up to Fast Five, right?
Right.
So this is what it says. The Fast and the Furious, movie number one. Year the movie was released, 2001. Year of the events depicted, 2004.
Okay.
Why?
Because that's the only way it makes sense. Now, It might be weird where they're still stealing a lot of DVD players in 2004, but that's okay. So,
no, I think DVD players are still pretty hot.
Okay. Then. So then, Too Fast, Too Furious, release year 2003, year of events, TBD. He goes, we're not sure when this happens. It happens sometimes after Fast and Furious, at least 6 months, but we don't know how far down the road, right? Now.
Right. But it has to happen before... This is going chronologically. Yes. It's not telling right. you. Okay, got
so
it.
So then it's saying Fast and Furious, which was the movie we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Year of release 2009, year of events 2009.
Why is this not talking about Tokyo Drift yet?
Because I'll tell you in a minute. But so that's so to make up for or to try and figure out how to handle the fact that there's a 2009 car and that Letty's Headstone says death in 2009. That's why they had to move the original up to in the time period of 2004 so that 2009 could be 5 years later, right?
Mm.
Right.
So then it says that Fast Five was released in 2011 and is supposed to take place in 2011. So this is the second movie. The last movie and this movie are the movies that are taking place in the year they were released. And then if we skip ahead, I'm going to scroll down here a little. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Release year 2006, year of events 2014.
Weird.
So apparently Tokyo Drift was set in the year 2014.
And this is how they get out of the Han dies problem.
Correct.
Right?
Is that you move Han's death into the future by 10 years. So that now he can be in Fast and Furious and Fast Five. And just like last week, Han decides this week to tell us he is thinking about going to Tokyo. And this time he's going with Wonder Woman.
And he's
going
to... Right. and he's going to stay there.
Oh, wait, maybe that's the next time.
And he's going to stay there for 10 years.
Yes. Well, no, because this movie, Fast Five, came out.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, Fast Five came out in 2011 and takes place in 2011. So this is supposed to take place 3 years before Han's death.
Okay. Huh. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, this movie. We watched a movie. It was Fast Five. We didn't get there yet.
I think there's still a problem with that timeline.
What do you think it is?
Well, the problem is if this movie takes place 3 years after the last one, how come it starts with them busting Dominic out of that van he was put in the last one?
Well, maybe from the van escape, there's been 3 years.
Right, well, because the time lapse could take place when they end up down in Rio or whatever, right?
Are they in Rio?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
They're in Rio.
How do we know it's Rio?
Do you know how we know? Because every... Okay. Have you ever seen a movie it takes place, like, in Seattle that they didn't show the Space Needle?
No.
I have. But it was an indescript city. It wasn't supposed to be Seattle. It just wasn't Seattle.
It was Grey's Anatomy.
Sure.
I've never seen a movie that takes place in Brazil without showing that Jesus statue up on the hill. I think it's like stock footage that they just use. Because it's always, it's not even like, there's just like, look, fly up to him straight on.
Yeah, the helicopter flyover. Yeah.
Well, it's the helicopter flyover. It's the drones circling around,
right?
And then smash cut to the beach.
Right. So the only thing that
it's the package.
Fast Paced did original
video package they have.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think what happened was they were in a room one time. Like, you know what would be a great idea? Let's show Christ the Redeemer and the beach. But you know what? Let's not show Carnival, because that's the other thing that always happens. Yeah. There's always people dancing in the streets.
Right.
It's, you know, anyway. So.
So.
Yes, they're in Rio.
And we get another character added back into the mix from the original. We get to meet Vince again.
Right. Vince
comes. Yes. Everyone's favorite hothead.
Right. Yeah. The conflicted. Do you know if he's a good guy or a bad guy? Also, like, part of the old crew, but not part of the new crew.
Well, the old crew that hates Brian, too.
Right.
Here's the thing about him. Is you say, don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. And I know that, like, you're supposed to think that. But, like, they've never given us a reason to think that he was a bad guy. I mean, not a bad guy.
What do you mean by bad guy?
He's a bad guy. That's what I'm saying.
He's always he's never been a good guy.
But he's loyal to the family, and he always has
he's
been.
But he's just jealous of Brian because he's in love with Mia.
The fucking family.
Well, but he doesn't really. He just
didn't across the family in the first one.
Yeah, he's just the guy.
He's just bumbling.
Right. Because he's pissed because he has a crush on Mia, and he hates that Brian comes in and becomes like the new favorite sidekick to Dom.
So maybe not double crossing, but he's bumbling.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's definitely primed for a double cross.
Right.
You know what's
Enter
fun
Fast
to do?
Five.
Have you guys ever tried to watch Fast and Furious movie on the subtitles on?
I think I might have watched one of their two of these with subtitles on. Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. And it's just like gunshots. And then it said clang. And then thud. Moaning.
Have you noticed
more gunshots?
Subtitles are getting worse.
Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible. Well, because they're all AI generated.
Indistinct mumbling. There's a lot of indistinct mumbling.
The other thing that's bad, that just happened actually. They just said that.
I watched it with subtitles.
It might just be me, but Netflix. Mm-hmm. Their subtitles don't always come up at the right time, and they go or they disappear really fast when you couldn't even read them, or they never even show up.
I'm rewatching Friday Night Lights right now on Netflix with subtitles, and Yeah, last night we're watching an episode, and they're in the locker room, and they're obviously saying what is also written on the wall, which is clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. And the subtitles are saying, clear hearts, full hearts, can't lose. Like multiple cool. times.
That's fun.
Thanks, yeah, computers.
That's good. Good times.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is
so
Fast Five. We get some new friends in Fast Five.
The hydraulic shooting of these cars off the train is pretty awesome. Right?
Yeah.
This car loader thing that like spits them off into gear so you can just drive off. It's pretty fun.
I do like it. It was fun. It was a fun.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but so I feel like Fast and Furious in this movie has turned a corner.
Oh, for sure.
I think that there have been some weird, you know, physics issues in these movies and some things that just aren't, you know, correct.
Like the blue this NOS movie, flame.
Yes.
Yeah. That stuff is all like you can nitpick. It's but fun. This is when they're just going for it. They don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is a superhero movie. It has no basis in reality. It's
cotton candy. It's popcorn. It's just entertainment for entertainment's sake.
But we also have the full on Brian and Dom are on the same team now.
Mm, right. Which makes it good.
They've fully crossed over. They are like, we are going to be on the same team. And they've decided
their family.
Let's add in The Rock.
Right, let's put The Rock in this. It's got to make it better.
And now, and let's make The Rock like what should probably be a role played by like a nerdy FBI agent. Like he's like the analytical guy, but he's also jacked and like overly aggressive. And some of his lines in this movie are just like he's trying to be as ridiculous as he possibly can with these lines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started to count, starting with the end of this movie, how many times The Rock says, some a bitch. Not son of a bitch, just some a bitch. And this is when you really have the subtitles on. Yeah. He says it any time when they're like going to roll out, like, let's get this son of a bitch.
I think that he was just trying to like, you know, get a little soundbite in there. Maybe it'd be the new family or something.
Well, his tagline. Yeah, right. Because Dom has family.
So we know that. Does everybody know that The Rock and Vin Diesel hate each other?
Yes.
Do they, like, in real life? This is what you're saying?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of drama. I actually haven't read about it.
As a result of these movies or before these movies?
In these movies. And can't you tell why? Vin Diesel is not The Rock.
Right.
But boy, he used to be.
Right.
Right? When these movies started, Vin Diesel was the guy. Right. And now The Rock is definitely the guy. Like, no one cares about Vin Diesel's movie. And remember when Vin Diesel, you'd be like, that Vin Diesel guy, he's big and jacked.
Uh-huh. No, nope. The Rock shows up.
The Rock.
Well, it's because The Rock has 6 inches on him.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Speaking from experience, Rick.
I'm talking about his arms.
You got a snake, man.
The Rock is perfect for this movie.
For sure. Because this is a popcorn movie, and Rock is a popcorn actor.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not, you're not saying he is perfect in this movie.
No, for this movie.
He's perfect for this movie.
Yeah. And then we have the introduction of the Brazilian cop as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Who I kind of like also. Who I don't like?
Who?
I don't like Gal Gadot.
Okay. I think it's Godot.
It's not, actually. So you can go look that up sometime. But she's not great. Do you like her in this movie?
I don't like her in this movie.
She's fine.
Do you like her in the last movie?
She wasn't in the last movie.
Yeah, she was.
Was she?
Yeah.
I thought she was introduced in this movie.
She drove the Porsche up. We just talked about it.
Right. I don't like her. Yeah, she was
okay
on the bad guys team in the last movie. And right. Now she's on the good guys team.
Right. She worked for the drug dealer. That's right.
Yeah.
So
I don't.
That actually starts a theme here of guys joining the crew. Right.
Or good. Well, okay, but the thing is about this movie.
No.
About all these.
That's what the point I was trying to make in the first one. Who's the good and who's bad?
Right. But everybody joins the crew because the good guys are going to start joining the crew pretty soon, too.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Good guys join, bad guys join.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because they're all. Because they are good guys, right? Like, even that Brazilian cop, when she said, you know, these guys, what? They used to steal gas and they'd give it away. And now they're killing federal agents, you know, because they're like getting framed, you know, set up for this whole thing. But
that does lead me to one of the things that has progressed in these movies. We started out with some heists, you know, some little petty crimes for money, stealing stuff to fence it. And now there's just like random civilians getting killed and they don't ever get acknowledged. Like, people are just dying, and it's like, that doesn't matter. We're going to move along with the plot line. Civilians have died because cars have been exploded in the way of this car chase. I think that's something that, like, it escalates in this movie, and it's a theme in all action movies, but I feel like that's, like, gaining prominence in this series.
Well, and especially with this movie, they decide we've got to go bigger with everything. We've got to go bigger with the stakes, bigger with the money, bigger with the cars, bigger with the crashes, bigger with the, you know, everything.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's how you grow an action series, but you also lose the realism of it.
But how much realism were we bringing into this film?
I mean, there. If you go to back to the Fast and the Furious, there was a reasonable amount of realism.
No, I agree.
Except for a couple of CGI takes.
And I think here's what I think. I think I'm choking to death. Here's what I think. I think that...
carry on.
If this movie had been the second movie in the series, it would have been laughed at and ridiculed. Right? Everyone would have been like, this is stupid. What are they doing with this? Right? But I think because of the, like... attempt at trying, they basically did this. They were like, Fast and Furious, great movie, okay? And then they were like, Too Fast, Too Furious, we tried to make a sequel and we tried to keep it real and follow Brian's storyline, and it tanked, right?
Right.
And then they were like, what if we just created a whole different movie and called it Tokyo Drift, and it doesn't work, right? And then they go Fast and Furious and try and, like, recapture the magic of this, like, tension between the relationship of the cop Brian and Dom the criminal. And it's better, but it doesn't quite work. Right? Mm-hmm. That sets this movie up to be like, okay, forget it. Let's just do lots of cars and lots of explosion and some crazy lines and just go for it.
Right. And I think, like, the through line, if you could pick a through line, it's import cars and American hot rods, NOS, races, and ridiculous stunts. That's all this movie, this series is about.
But I think they do it better than other movies do. There's a lot of movies like this that suck.
Do you mean the series, or do you mean this one?
I mean the series in general so far. They do a good job of like, I laugh at these in a fun way.
I don't think the last three movies we've watched have been, I'm going to tip my hand here a little bit. Mm-hmm. Have not captured me the way that this one brings me back into the series. This makes me go, you were a little off on two, you were way off on three, you were a little off on four, but here you found your lane, to use a car metaphor.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Like, Fast Five, which we're talking about today, really, like, dialed in that blockbuster movie pace. Mm-hmm. Like, the cadence of it, the bad guy, good guy, the 1, 2, 3, the first act, second act, third act, all of that stuff, it's all dialed in for what you want out of a cinematic movie.
It also feels like they made each scene about 15 seconds shorter than they used to be, which picked up the pace of the movie as a whole. It just like bam, bam, bam. It doesn't get bogged down with like, okay, now we're going to take 20 minutes and try and emotionally engage you in the story. They're like, no, forget it. Bam, bam, well, bam, bam, bam. Let's move through this action.
Also, I think they assume that you know all these characters. We don't need to like expose all of the little backstories of all of these other characters. You know that Tyrese is the loudmouth guy that's a little bit vain. You know that Ludacris is like pretty smart, but has like he's quick with his wit. You know all these characters' backstories, so you don't need to like go and like expose on those. You just need to like bang, 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 hit on some little one-liners, and then move on with the plot.
And this one really is the movie that is like, now we have pulled in characters from every movie in the franchise to be in this one, right? And so
and now there's a crew.
Right, which creates the timeline problems we're talking about earlier because it's a disaster. But they've been like, okay, we have all of this stuff out there. Let's just pull it together and blow it up.
Well, which makes it fun and exciting, too, to relive all these characters showing back up.
Yes.
It's fun. And you never know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to show up and what.
Right.
You know, you don't know who's going to be in these
movies. It's also so, this is the first movie I saw after The Fast and the Furious. This was the first of all of the sequels that I had seen. Mm-hmm. Right? I had not engaged until this one. And you don't need to.
Right.
Right?
That's the brilliance of this franchise.
It elevates it a little to have seen the other ones, know where Gal Gadot comes from, know where Roman comes from, know where these guys are being, where Han comes from, sort of. Mm-hmm. Where Han is going.
Or where he's going.
but you don't have to. This movie, in a fifth movie in a series, has the rare quality of also being able to stand alone if you wanted to. Someone could not have seen any of the other movies, watch this movie, and probably enjoy it as much as someone who had seen the other four.
Right, and I think the fact that they threw The Rock in there was a real like publicity thing, where they could say, oh, The Rock stars in blah, blah, and they could like get a lot of people into the franchise without ever having to see the previous movies.
Right. In that way, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of any of the normal, original, OG, three Indiana Jones movies.
Mm.
Right? Those movies, you can watch any of them, and they don't build on each other in the same way that some series do. You can just jump in and watch one of them and enjoy it, but you also do learn a little bit watching them, all of them in order, that sort of thing.
Kind of. I don't like one of them.
Which one? No, two.
Yeah, is that the Temple of Doom? I watched it like a long ago, and that movie does not do it for me.
Yeah. You don't like the beating heart being pulled out of the guy?
I don't think... Just that movie starts and it has no, like... It has no development. Yeah, no, you could definitely just watch it because it has no character development. It's just really weird. Anyway, not to go off on a tangent.
Why not? It's kind of what we do.
Can we also... Okay, let's get into some stuff here. Let's get into some physics again. We're not going to talk about unrealism, but I just have some questions. If you were to drag a safe...
I was going to talk about this.
I forgot that this is... the best part of this is the safe switch.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, you're...
This movie is around. Ocean's 11.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that when we were watching it.
Does it, could the chain on your car hold that safe? Oh,
these are the most strongest hoists or winches on a car in the history of winches on a car.
But Ryan, it goes beyond that because regardless of that, inertia, when you take those curves, safe swings over here, the car would have get pulled backwards.
Well, right. and yes, a Dodge Charger doing a burnout is going to pull 50,000 pounds of safe with no lubrication. How hot is that steel going to get for 30 minutes of towing on the asphalt? All of the money would be burned.
Except they swapped it out.
But they still towed the real one for 20 minutes.
The funny part is, like, if what I like about this movie is that if you're going to pull that safe out and you're going to drag it, you could be like, that's ridiculous. You couldn't drag that thing 50 feet. Nope. They do it for 20 minutes. They just don't. So it crashes through buildings. It murders people. Right.
This is another thing. How many people are murdered with that safe? Like,
I mean, they show them all being okay. Let's go back. Let's talk about death and destruction. I like at the beginning of this movie when Pert Hapley is telling that the guys flipped over that bus, and they're like, "Don't worry, there was no casualties." Like,
right?
There was definitely some casualties. Have you been on one of those buses? Nobody. Like, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Because if let's say they're on a bus, a regular bus, and they're not strapped in, they're dead. Or they're strapped in by their wrists.
Yeah, they're fucking wearing manacles dead. And shackles. Yeah.
Oh, this movie's hilarious. That safe chase is the best part of this movie.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, we should probably get to our climometer rankings here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So, Fast Five. Rick. Where does this fall in the continuum of the Furiosity?
This movie is, what I'm curious about is as we go, if movies, do you think any of you will adjust any movie positions that are already set?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, no, you mean like flip existing ones?
Yes. Like right now, if I were to put, okay, last week when I had Tokyo Drift as number 2, mm-hmm. if Tokyo Drift moves to number 5, do you think it'll ever go back to number 3? Like, could they be rearranged? Is anything, you know what I mean? Like, once it moves, is it going to go back? Can a movie you watch later make another movie worse?
Maybe. I mean, it could connect a movie in a way. Like, if they finally explain to us what the heck is going on with Tokyo Drift and it makes you go, okay, I get it now. I'll let it off the hook. Maybe. I guess. Maybe.
Well,
sure.
I'm open to just, we're going to have our final takes as of the movie we're watching, and if it changes history, it changes history.
Yes, yes. If these movies have taught us anything, it's we can do whatever we want with the past.
As we go, also, I think, I don't know if as we go or if at the end, we should probably go in and do some research and get all the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, that's not going to happen.
No, that'll happen down the road. But Rick, what are your 5?
So
give us your fast
number 1.
Okay, hold on. I'll read off what we have in the record right now. We have
7 minutes left, guys, and I am not doing another one.
The Fast and Furious 1, 2 Fast and Furious 4, Tokyo Drift 2, Fast and Furious 3, and Fast 5, what do you say?
I was torn because I think this is very close, but I'm going to put it at number, what did you say? Number 2.
Tokyo Drift is currently at number 2, so that makes Tokyo Drift number 3?
Number 3.
Fast and Furious.
But I think Tokyo Drift and this movie are very, are neck and neck.
Hmm. You think this movie and Tokyo Drift are neck and neck?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if in the future, Tokyo Drift could take back over number 2, because I really am rooting for it. It's a back in that horse. Okay,
Ryan, how about you?
Tokyo Drift introduced us to Han.
Ryan, how about you?
Kind of.
So, I think that Fast 5 is the second best movie in this series. I will go down the list. Fast and Furious number 1, 2 Fast and Furious number 5, Tokyo Drift number 4, and Fast and Furious number 3.
Okay. Ryan has the most confusing way.
I think we should hear him in the order.
What your rankings? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, not the movies.
Fast and Furious number numbers. 1. Fast 5 number 2. Fast and Furious number 3. Tokyo Drift number 4. And Too Fast, Too Furious number 5.
Okay.
There we go.
So I don't know what is wrong with you guys. I am disappointed in both of you for this. This is the greatest Fast and Furious movie ever made.
Oh, no. This is not as good as 1.
This is better than 1. This blows 1 out of the water. Because it just, it takes it to a new level. Well, this makes sense
for Bill.
It creates a new, I love this movie. This is the one that makes me go, I'm watching whatever they do next.
They should have put a kid in this one.
They should have.
Hey, Bill.
Maybe the Rock and the Brazilian girl will have a kid.
Speed through this. I want to ask you a question.
I'm going to. So my ranking is number 1, Fast 5. Number 2, The Fast and the Furious. Number 3, Fast and Furious. Number 4, Too Fast, Too Furious. Number 5, Tokyo Drift.
Wow. Hey, I can't. You're crazy with your Tokyo Drift.
So the cumulative scores are The Fast, The Furious is 4, which is the lowest score, right?
Which makes it number 1.
Yep. 14, which is the highest score, which makes it the last. Right,
will you do me a favor? Will you just tell us in order? Don't give us the scores. Just tell us, what's our favorite cumulative? What's our second favorite cumulative?
First favorite cumulative is The Fast, The Furious. Second favorite cumulative is Fast 5. Third favorite is Fast and Furious. Fourth favorite, Tokyo Drift. And fifth, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Bill, didn't you say you wanted to talk about Roman's timeline?
Oh, I do a little bit. So here's the problem.
Okay.
Every time we meet Roman, Brian knows him a different way.
Well, that's just how they tell. Maybe it's just a lot of stories they tell.
Well, hang on. So, I had it here somewhere.
Oh, well, I've got one more thing to say about Hans, too. At the end of this movie, don't they talk about Han and he's going to stop eating chips all the time? Because of his, you know, because he doesn't eat chips because of cigarette smoking.
Right.
Right. He quits cigarettes.
Right. They finally explain that. Yeah.
And then I think he stops, doesn't he?
No.
He starts doing something. Oh.
No, because he keeps eating chips. He's eating chips.
I thought he quit by the end of the movie.
No. No. So I just watched another one and he's still eating chips.
Okay. Well, he does a Tokyo Drift, too, so that's why I was confused.
So, in one of these movies, we're told that Brian met Roman in juvie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's when he meets him.
No, that's not when he met him. That's in Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's when we meet him.
Right. But, no.
Yeah.
That's not what he says. It's He's in the last one, right? Fast and Furious? Or is this where he... Yeah. Well,
he's been in everyone except for the first one and Tokyo Drift.
Right, okay. So in Fast and Furious, when Brian brings him into the group, he's like, we met in juvie. Right?
Right.
But in Too Fast, Too Furious, he says that they met in high school and they went to prom together. And that Roman stopped talking to him when he became a cop.
Right.
So, I don't know if...
mutually exclusive, but I get what you're saying.
Except Brian was... I mean... Do we think Brian was in juvie?
Yeah, maybe. And then he went to prom. I mean, that could all happen.
And then he went to prom and became
year.
A cop.
Well, he didn't get... Probably didn't become a cop at prom. Well, we'll let that sink in for the listeners.
That's right. Go to prom, the juvie prom.
We'll see you guys at episode 6.
Okay, see you next time. What's it called?
What's it called? Is it called Fast
7? What is it called?
7? I don't know.
What are we watching next, guys?
Fast and Furious 6 is the official title.
Okay, so this is the most normal titled sequel.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. But it's not the Fast and the Furious right. 6. It's Fast and Furious 6, which is the limit one movie called Fast and Furious.
Fast ampersand Furious 6.
Okay. Let's go watch it.
It's the second Fast and Furious movie with a 6 in it.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
Okay, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
straight.